This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lami Sane with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting is underway at Party Central Office at Dumbarahi. Winter rain causes damages to crops in Bake and dozens injured after Indian police storm universities. Now the news in detail. The ruling Nepal Communist Party has begun discussions on the political reports presented by the party chairman Dio and other topics on the second day of the party's fourth committee meeting today. The standing committee members will put their opinion on the political report and other topics in the meeting underway at the party central office at Dumbarahi. Party chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda had presented the political report in Sunday's meeting. On the occasion, he had stressed on making the works of the party and the government effective. The report includes topics like an assessment of the national and international situation, strengthening of the party unity, evaluation of the government's work and the by-election, approval of the decision made earlier by the party secretariat and the future action plan of the party. Apart from the political report, the agenda of the meeting also include amending the party statute, the Nepal-India border problem and the upcoming Central Committee meeting. 12 people from Dipugao, Tilarolo municipality in Jumla district are missing in Sherpa Fulbari Highland Meadows. They had gone there to collect herbs and are out of contact since 4 days, Tilarolo municipality ward chair Sid Bahadur Bohara said. According to Bohara, those gone missing include Tan Bahadur Bohara, Narabir Bohara, Tula Bohara, Nandilal Rawat, Surya Rawat, Chabiraj Bohara, Janga Rawat, Suma Bahadur Bohara, Manamaya Bohara, Resma Bohara, Lauri Bohara and Kalpana Bohara of Dipu Village. Assistant Chief District Officer of Jumla, Devendra Shrestha, said 26-year-old Bin Bahadur Bohara of Dipu, who had returned home with herbs from Sira Highland, died yesterday. Locals have urged the local administration and the government to help in the rescue of the missing people as the highland area is inaccessible due to heavy snowfall. According to them, there is no alternative to rescue them by helicopter. The Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has commenced clause-wide discussion on the National Sports Development Bill 2075 Bikram Samvat. The meeting of the committee held at Singhadabad today began discussion with amendment on the report of the National Sports Development Bill 2075 sent by National Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly. Speaking in the meeting, Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma was of the opinion that only medal-holding athletics should be said as international level player, not all the participants of the international games. However, lawmakers Jivan Ram Shrestha and Sarita Giri viewed that all participants at international level games should be regarded as international players. Film Development Board Chairperson Keshav Bhattrai passed away at the age of 52 last night due to cardiac arrest. Bhattrai went unconscious on the way back to home from a wedding program. He died while he was being taken to Om Hospital for treatment. Board member Nagendra Maharjan informed that the postmortem of the Bhattrai's mortal body is being undertaken at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj. Bhattrai was an artist, film director and film producer. He is survived by spouse and a son. His last rites will be performed today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed sorrow over the passing of Nepal Film Development Board Chairman Keshav Bhattrai and of artist Deepak Chhetri. He said the country has lost two talented artists in their demise. Prime Minister Oli has also extended heartfelt condolences to the members of the bereaved families. Nepal Film Development Board Chair Bhattrai passed away last night, while senior artist Chhetri passed away 2 days back. One person has died and three others sustained injuries in a truck's collision at the East-West Highway in Chitwan district this morning. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the deceased has been identified as Bir Bahadur Lobson, 26 of Hetera sub metropolitan city. Of the injured, Som Bahadur Thing, 20 of Makwanpur, Arjun Jogi, 40 of Chapa and Prajol Devan of Morang are undergoing treatment at the Old Chitwan Medical College. The winter rain occurred for the past couple of days has caused big damages to agriculture yields in Bake. Local farmers became happy when shower had started occurring since early Friday morning. But the excitement did not last long till Friday evening. The winter rain that continued up to 9:30 p.m. waterlogged the agro field and the entire seasonal and off-seasonal crops submerged with water. The incense sour triggered huge damage to lintel, gram and pea farming, while the crops cultivated along canal side and downstream field have also remained affected. The weather condition will see minor changes across the country today owing to effects of the westerly winds. It is also likely to cause snowfall in the high hill and mountainous areas. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the western low pressure wind is to cause partial changes across the country and there are chances of snowfalls in high hill and mountainous region. The western disturbances caused fall in temperatures across the country. The Kathmandu Valley has witnessed chilly days with dipping temperature. Likewise, some parts of the eastern Tarai area also are covered with thick fog. The weather system will gradually improve from coming Wednesday. You are listening about 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will address his new intake of Conservatives MPs later as they arrive in Westminster to take their seats in Parliament. Many of the 109 new MPs own in areas traditionally held by Labour in Thursday elections, which saw the Conservatives gain an 80-seat majority. Their first job will be to vote on a withdrawal agreement bill that the Prime Minister intends to bring back before Christmas. Johnson is also expected to carry out a mini-cabinet reshuffle. It is thought that the withdrawal agreement bill on leaving the EU could be put before MPs as early as Friday. More than 100 people have been injured after police in Delhi fired tear gas and baton charged protesters at Jamia University, with activists and the students accusing the police of using force inside the university campus. Students at Jamia Millia Islamia have been protesting against a new Indian citizenship law that will grant citizenship to religious minorities, Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains and Christians from neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan, but exclude Muslims. On Sunday, local residents joined students as they tried to march towards Parliament against the law that critics say weakens India's secular foundations. Clashes erupted after police tried to disperse the demonstrators at the area of South Delhi near the university campus, with the buses and private vehicles set on fire. The United States Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, urged Pyongyang on Monday to return offers of talks, dismissing leader Kim Jong-un's year-end deadline and stressing Washington's willingness to discuss all issues of interest. Tension has been rising in recent weeks as Pyongyang has conducted a series of weapon tests and ways a war of words with U.S. President Donald Trump, stoking fears of a return to the hostility that characterized the two countries' relationship before diplomatic efforts began last year. Biegun said it would be most unhelpful if North Korea carried out a significant military provocation in the near future. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting is underway at the party center office at Dumbarahi. Winter rain causes damages to crops in Bake and dozens injured after Indian police storm universities. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.